Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason are the only thing up and running during this quarantine.
There's a lot of stuff going on, actually.
We are essential workers. We're the first responders.
You just have two assistants who get everything for you.
We should start this podcast and just say like the most amount of things to get us canceled. We are more important than doctors and nurses, and we realize that. That's why we try to get this podcast out as quick as possible.
Saving lives, one joke at a time.
No, we're kidding. Just to be clear.
We're kidding.
Those were jokes. All right, roll the intro music. Hey, guys, the Views Podcast. I'm David, 23. Jason, 46. 47 soon, right?
Yeah, I'll be 47 in 10 days.
Oh, my God, I'm going to change the fucking intro to the podcast.
Yeah.
You're going to have to print me a new script.
I know.
David, 23, Jason, 47.
You've never changed it for 4 years.
Really?
Yeah, it says 43. Oh. Yeah. Time goes on like that, man.
That is crazy.
I don't know if you know. How do you feel as a young man about time? Have you had any interesting thoughts lately?
What do you mean about time?
Well, like the other day, I was like thinking about like Todd and you and Jeff, and I was like imagining what I thought when I was your age and how they would like, what goes through your mind. And I don't think like that anymore. So I was trying to receive
Well, that depends what goes through your mind. I think time flies for sure. And like looking at you, I know time flies.
Yeah.
Like there's something about like how youthful you are, but how old you are that I was like, wow, time must have flew for him. Because I feel like your maturity hasn't caught up with your age. So that's how that you are the proof that time goes by so quickly.
The main reason for my divorce. Yes, David. Way to rub it in. No, but when I was 28, I looked at things a lot differently. Like I was probably a lot more hopeful. But now I'm kind of just like.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Put a bullet in me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, listen, if I was in your shoes, I'd feel the same way. A lot of hope in the beginning, whole lot of desperation at the bottom. Right. Hey, you want
to
know a funny story?
Yeah, I'd love
to
hear
it. Well, you actually kind of know about it. But a couple months ago, I was driving my I posted an Instagram story about this and a TikTok, but I just found it so interesting. A couple months ago, I was driving in my car, and these two girls ran out to my car, and they're like, we love your videos. And it was like at a red light. So I was like, hi, how are you guys? And my car was full of like all our friends. We were packed to the brim. And then as those two girls were about to leave, another guy walked up and he goes, hey dude, I love your videos. I have a show coming out soon. And I was like, hell yeah. And he was like, yeah, it's on Netflix. You should check it out. And I was like, okay, I will. And he's like, yeah, it's in like 4 months. I was like, okay, got it. He's like, you promise? I'm like, I promise. I'll check it out. And then I drove away. And were you in that car, Jay?
I don't remember. I remember someone coming up and telling me about a Netflix show.
Like, Todd was in the car. Corinne was in the car. And I remember driving away. I think Zane even made a joke, like, imagine that kid becomes, like, the new Brad Pitt or something like that. And then fast forward a couple months later, I get a DM from this guy named Chase, and it turns out that he's the lead in the new Netflix hit Outer Banks, which is, like, a huge show. And he tweeted at me, and he's like, hey, are you going to keep your promise and watch the show?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Did you?
Yeah, I just started watching it.
I watched the whole thing.
Oh, is it good?
I watched it with the kids, yeah.
Oh, you watched the whole thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's really good.
You kept my promise.
Yeah, I was just, the kids and I had nothing to watch, and it was number one on Netflix, and I showed it to Charlie, and I was like, just dying to have any kind of connection with her. So I was like, you want to try this show?
Hey, man, you don't have to put your own own spice of depression.
I told you,
depression
but I'm 47, and I want you to put a bullet in me. And then she's like, this is the best show ever made. She's like, I have to call all my friends. And, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
I have a funny story.
Go ahead.
So there's this kid in my school. There was. I don't go to school anymore. Imagine if we did a podcast when I was in high school. Yeah, I'm in 7th grade.
Okay.
There was a kid in my school. My friend's name is Tyler Small. And there's this other kid who would pull pranks on the kids in the school.
Yeah.
Normally he'd pull good pranks. But this time he called the school and he told the school that Tyler brought a weapon to school and he was going to kill people.
Oh, boy.
So
missed the mark on that one.
Yeah. So the dean comes into the room, and the dean goes, "Tyler Small, we need to talk to you. Someone's saying that you brought weapons to school and you want to kill people." And then my teacher, Mr. Killinger, you know Mr. Killinger,
yeah,
vouches for Tyler, and he goes, "No, no, no. Tyler's not that type of student. He would never do that." And then the deans go, "Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to search his car just to be safe.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get on with this." And Tyler's like, "Okay, great." Killinger's like, "You have nothing to worry about." And then the police and the dean search his car, and they come back and they go, "We found a tactical weapon and a list of names in his car."
What?
Yeah. And the tactical weapon was a flashlight. And the list of names, it said bus driver, Mike Hines, Mr. Killinger. It said a list of names, and Tyler goes, "Oh my God, that's the list of cookies I had to pass out." His mom gave him cookies because it was the end of the school year, and he had to pass it out to all these people. And
where are you passing out these deadly cookies?
And he had a full-on list of all these people that he had to go give it to. That's so fucking
funny. That's crazy.
Funny.
Did the kid get in trouble?
No, I mean, I think he explained himself, and I'm sure.
Yeah, but what about the kid who made the call?
I think the kid called anonymously.
Oh, they didn't trace his call or anything.
Yeah.
Jack sent me, I heard you're on another Zoom call yesterday with a college.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Jack sent me an Instagram story of you saying one of your other famous quotes that we've told you not to repeat.
I know. I fucked up. This girl, someone asked me about, like, how do you wake up motivated every day?
Yeah.
And I always say this, and I hate that I say it. I go, "Listen, if I was a kid and I saw the life I'm living now, I would literally murder people to be in the position I am today." And I said that on the college thing, and I remember Natalie and Ilya were like, no, shut up, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I got to stop saying that because it comes off really aggressive. And I wouldn't actually murder anybody to be where I'm at today. I'm just very happy.
Or some people go, "Wow, he really loves making content. Look how passionate he is.
He really loves videos.
He's really good."
And then this other girl, and then Ilya got so pissed at me because the last question of that, so I do these Zoom calls with colleges where like students will ask me questions.
Yeah.
And the last question was, how do you not doubt yourself? And I was like, I think it's important to doubt yourself. You know, under promise, over deliver. Like, I think it's important. Like, I always love doubting myself because then I surprise myself at the end. And I went into this whole thing about how it's important to doubt yourself. And we hung up, and Ilya was like, "Bro, what, you can't fucking go around telling people to doubt themselves. That makes no sense." So maybe I'm not the best at these college engagements, but I do have fun.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I play Call of Duty, Jason.
Yes, sir.
And like, so you can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm listening.
Doesn't look like he's listening, right?
I'm completely listening. I play Call of Duty, Jason. Are you listening, Jason? Are you listening?
So I play Call of Duty, and I wear a headset where I talk to my friends, and no one can hear my conversation. So Natalie can't hear what I'm saying to my friends. Only my friends on my headset can hear. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I like crack jokes to my friends.
Yeah.
But my friends like won't find it funny.
Yeah.
Or they won't laugh on the headset.
Yeah.
But I don't want to sound like I'm not like a lot of fun on the headset. So I'll add extra lines. So if Natalie's accidentally listening, she thinks that my friends are laughing. So I'll be like, "Mike, that's why you shouldn't go into the blue houses, right?" And he won't laugh. And I'll be like, "That's what I'm saying." I mean, it's like that. Just in case. So if Natalie's listening, she doesn't think that like all my jokes are not hitting. That's a little confession I have when I play Call of Duty. It's kind of weird, but... I'm getting through it. Can you give Nat a mic, guys?
This morning I went over to Zane's to work out, and I was in my car doing a cameo, and then all of a sudden somebody like knocked on my window, and they were like, "Hey, look at me! I got my scooter! I got my scooter, and I'm going for a ride!" Like that, and I was really groggy because I hadn't woken up yet, and I'm looking at this girl, and I go, "Natalie? Is that you?" Like, she was in such a good mood, and it was so foreign to me. Like, I couldn't process it. Because I don't know what you've done to her.
Why do you think she was in a good mood?
Because it was the morning time. I'm always in such a good mood.
You're never in a good mood in the morning time.
Yes, I am, David. You are the one that fucking kills my mood in the morning.
Well, this is what I think happens. I think Natalie is a fun, loving, really happy person.
And
then you just fucking light it on fire and ruin her.
I compared Natalie yesterday to a tub of mayo. And Ilya got so mad at me. Afterwards, he went, bro. You cannot be comparing Natalie to tubs of mayo.
Is that behind my back?
Yeah. And today, Natalie and I like got into a little bit of a fight. And I turn to Ilya and I go, fucking tub of mayo. And Ilya looks at me and goes, no.
Oh, my God. That's so rude.
Yeah, it's really funny. Because they sent us a big tub of mayo for the SpongeBob shoot. And I don't know. I was like, look,
Natalie. It reminded you of Natalie.
I don't know why I said it. It made more sense in the moment, but.
We did a college Q&A, virtual Q&A the other day.
Yes.
And David, like, first of all, there's like a meet and greet that happens beforehand, a virtual one for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And David is somehow like 6 minutes late to this 15-minute virtual meet.
How are you late for a virtual Q&A?
I didn't know where I was. I got lost. I thought it was in the studio we were recording, but it was in the living room.
How are you late? You're not going anywhere. You have nothing to do all day.
I wanted to be fashionably late.
Oh, was that what it was?
Anyway, so then we finally got on, we loaded the Zoom, and like it was just such like a jumble of miscommunication.
Yeah, shit show.
Such a shit show. And David's like, what am I doing here? Who are you? Are these the students? Are you all here? Who is this? And I was like, this is the meet and greet. They all just want to say hi. So that was how it started. And then we got into the actual Q&A, and I think every possible like red flag thing that you shouldn't say to a public audience was said.
Yeah, we talked about one of them already.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was funny. I remember this girl, I was giving her a tour on my house, and I go, oh, yeah, this thing looks like a dildo.
Yeah, and then I was like, not dildo, and he's like, butt plug. And I was like, no, not that either.
I go, who cares? I was like, literally, they're college kids. What's the big deal?
But like I said, I would murder all of you.
To be here. Like, why is that a big deal? Why can't I talk about butt plugs and dildos to college kids?
Well, because it's
I should be able to talk about, like, everything, right?
Yeah, hypothetically, yeah, you should be able to, but the administration doesn't want you doing that. So that's what you're getting paid to say.
Did you set up a little green room for him before in his bathroom or anything like that?
Well, that's where he got lost. He got stuck in the green room on the toilet.
Did people applaud when you came out?
The charcuterie was amazing.
Charcuterie? You don't fucking even know what charcuterie is.
Yeah, what's charcuterie?
I read that somewhere yesterday.
What's charcuterie?
What's charcuterie?
Yeah.
It's like a cute shark. Charcuterie is a plate with salami, pastrami, and all kinds of things like that.
Things like that.
No pastrami.
No pastrami.
Cheese.
Hey, Jay, I got a question for you.
Yeah, fire away.
Would you give up this life to save me?
Sure.
If I told you had to live on the street.
Live on the street?
Forever.
But to save your life?
To save my life.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's sick. It would suck.
Thank you, Jay.
Well, if you saved his life, he would, you know, be the same person, right?
No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
He could also then save yours in turn?
No. If he saves my life, it's like a genie type of thing.
It's a one-sided thing where only you can win in that situation, right?
Oh, there she goes, Natalie. Jesus. Even a hypothetical situation. You got to turn your fucking attitude on for it. Todd, how do you deal with this? Todd, if you're listening to this podcast, please explain to me how you deal with this woman. Matt, do you ever think that maybe you're the issue?
Obviously not. I have no other issues with other people in my life.
That's because people don't know you well enough.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
You do put
all.
Up a guard. I will say that. I wish I knew you better.
No, you
David,
don't.
I know 100%, 110%.
I'll tell you I know Natalie 130%.
What do you
and I regret
know?
80% of that. I wish I knew her.
What are you saying? No one's even listening to you. What are you saying? You're talking shit over there.
We have 1.2 million listeners on this podcast. I doubt that they muted me for that section. Joe Jonas has invited us to our third Zoom game night tonight.
Really?
I'm serious.
Oh, my God.
And we have to wear blue.
What?
Are those things fun?
We've done one, and it was beer pong.
Beer pong virtually is a little challenging.
I think anything virtually is challenging.
Well, that was the problem. It took us like 30 minutes to figure out how we were going to even play.
I went to a Zoom party last week, and I really liked it. I did. I you don't have to leave your house. And you can, like, kind of sit there and talk if you want. And if you want to fucking tune out, look at your phone, that's fine, too. Go to your own fridge, get your own snacks.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
I don't know, man. That seems like a definitely a
an older person thing?
Yeah.
You're an ageist,
man. What is it,
man.
A middle-age crisis? What is it called?
Midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis.
You're getting better.
I don't even know what it is. I learned a new word yesterday.
What was it?
Return.
Return?
Yeah, it's when you give something back.
What?
When have you ever returned something?
I don't know what I learned the other day, but I did learn a word recently.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Dave, when are you going to fall in love?
Soon.
What's the deal?
Oh, God.
Oh, soon.
Tell me.
Yeah, it's happening really soon, actually.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Did you go to the psychic again?
I just feel it. You know when you feel things?
Really? You look ready for love.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I literally looked in the mirror today, and I was like, this guy looks like he's ready for love.
You look open for love.
Yeah, I'm definitely open
to
it.
Do you have any rules?
Rules?
Yeah, for the person you like to meet or the kind of relationship you want
to
have.
So many rules. That's the fucking problem.
What the fuck is your deal today? What are my rules?
Do you have any things that you want to, like, work on? What kind of person you want to be?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I just want somebody I can sit in bed with and just sit there.
Uh-huh.
Like, that is my dream.
Sure.
To find somebody just to, like, sit in silence with. When you find someone to sit in silence with, man, that's how you – that's the fucking best. That is kind of my goal. But other than that
– trying to date a mute?
But I'm definitely a lot more open than I was about 3 months ago.
You're more open than 3 months ago, now that there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
We're all way more open, bro. I'm open.
Jason's like, I'll date a candle.
Yeah. I will date a fucking candle at this point.
No, but I'm definitely more open to love now.
I can't imagine. I mean, this quarantine would have been so much fun if I had someone to spend it with. I go to bed at 9 o'clock, and that's it. And then I work out.
That is so funny.
It's so funny. Like, I don't get it.
It's funny because, like, you complain about that all the time. Like, now you have the time to go to bed early and, like, work out and do stuff.
Right. And so I shouldn't complain?
Yeah.
Natalie. I love how Natalie took your sad story and then on top of that went, oh, by the way, shut the fuck up. On top of you going, I have nobody, she went, you shouldn't be saying shit, old man. She didn't even.
Oh, she's the queen of that.
She didn't even level with you for a second.
She's so jealous of my relationship with my kids.
Yeah,
so you're jealous.
Whoa,
you are
whoa.
So jealous.
No.
Your father, you're not
Notice
happy with.
How you.
So when I do something nice for my kids, I'm the fucking asshole that's spoiling my kids.
No, you just spoil your kids, point blank.
I don't spoil them. I don't think.
What? You think you don't? I don't even want to.
No,
get
you look really
right
good
now.
Today.
What?
Okay.
You say I look like a fucking tub of mayo again?
No.
You said you look really good today.
You have selective hearing.
What
you
think?
Say I look like a tub of mayo again? Could you imagine a random stranger listening to that?
What
happened the other day where Ilya goes, I love working here?
I don't know.
I think Natalie and I got into a fight and we were just saying like obscene things.
Yeah.
And Natalie was like, I'm gonna fucking choke you out. And I was like, I'm gonna put my fucking foot in your ear. And just Ilya goes, I love working here.
Such a great work environment.
I don't think Ilya will ever be broken like you two.
No, he can't. It's not possible. Ilya's the best human being. I know.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, I do.
Ilya will never be like toxic the way you two are to each other.
It's bizarre. No one ever had anything to say negative about him in school.
Really?
It's weird. I don't know how he does it. He's always like super neutral. He doesn't piss people off. He's very loyal.
Nice and neutral.
Yeah, he's really good at being neutral. And I've like been like paying attention to him because I've been like trying to learn something from him because it's just so interesting and no one ever hates
luck?
Him. Well, he just stays quiet when he has nothing to say.
Right.
And that's how he wins. But I can't do that. That's a trait that he has that I will never have.
Interesting.
But that's why he's so good is because he doesn't talk unless it's like something good is about to come out.
How's it been? Have you been correcting his behavior?
I've been trying to.
Have you Have you had any success?
I don't think yet. I think it'll take a little bit. Maybe like 2 weeks more.
I'm like a dog.
I mean, eventually I'll just start hitting him.
Just like a dog.
Ilya could beat you in a fight, right? If it came to a physical.
Yeah, 100%.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Are you afraid that it'll get to that?
Yeah, man. Stop giving him ideas. I think there's definitely a chance.
I mean, what would you do if you had to get physical with him? A headlock or...
Yeah, I'd probably get on top of him and start seducing
him. Oh, this doesn't sound so bad. <It's
like that. laughs> No, yeah, I probably headlock him.
What kind of fights are you having?
Have you ever had a physical altercation with David?
Yeah, I think one time in high school.
No way.
Yeah, listen. You were on my bed. You were on my bed, and we started kind of like going at it. And I took you down, and I pinned you down. And then in your head, you were like, oh, yeah, he's stronger than me. And then you're like, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you guys all graduate the same day? You all the same year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was that like?
We were talking about the story.
Right.
Like, we graduated. We had that, like, party at that fucking warehouse, remember, with all the inflatables?
Oh, yeah.
And then that was like our whole class.
You had a warehouse party?
Yeah, it was the senior party?
Senior party.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a senior warehouse.
You're not talking into the mic.
Senior warehouse and like inflatable party.
Were there teachers there?
Yeah.
You're making it sound really cool by saying it was in a warehouse. Like we found an abandoned warehouse and we threw a sick party.
Well, it was a sick party.
It was very cool. It was like one of the coolest parties I've ever been to.
What do you mean by inflatables?
I don't know what you mean by inflatables. I don't remember any inflatables.
Yeah, the jumpy bounce. There was
bouncy houses and shit.
That's what the sickest party was.
Oh, inflatables. Okay.
Yeah, but it was our entire grade. Like it was sick. Everyone in our grade was there.
Bounce houses. I think there was a little go karting thing.
Remember the magician? Not the magician.
Magician.
The hypnotist. Of course, I remember the hypnotist.
Why do you remember the hypnotist?
Because of Annie Rumsis. Yep.
Oh, well, who's that?
Who's that?
Annie. She's this girl who was like, come on, you don't remember.
I mean, I remember. I was just asking.
I told you this. It was like,
wait, what happened? I don't even really remember.
She's this girl. She's pretty. She's a pretty girl, right? Whatever. But none of the guys would like. She wasn't like one of the hottest girls in school. She was just a pretty girl in school. And then this hypnotist came by, and he hypnotized 10 people on stage.
Yeah.
And he told the 10 people to act like they were supermodels.
Uh-huh.
And Annie Rumsis started acting like a supermodel. Ooh. And every single guy in the audience fucking lost their mind.
Yeah.
They were like the what she was doing was fucking, like, so mesmerizing. We were all just fucking in a trance, right? Do you remember? I don't know what it was.
It was just like the way she was moving around, like she like didn't give a care. Like
yeah,
in the world.
She was like genuinely hypnotized. Yeah. Wow. And like she was a shy girl. I mean, she was in theater, so she wasn't that shy, but like she was shy to like the rest of us. But like she completely came out of her shell and put on like this like performance, and we were all like, what the fuck? And I remember the hypnotist, like whatever, ended, and I remember like all of us got into a circle, and like our friend Gil was like, I'm gonna go ask for her number. and I remember like it was like a big deal, and everyone was like, I wanted to go do that. And it was like everybody fucking looked at her different. Like you can ask anybody in our high school about the day Annie Rumsis like became Annie Rumsis. That was the day. she's married now. After the hypnotist.
She's different after the
Someone proposed to her right there. No, she wasn't different. And the best part is she came out of it.
She had no idea.
She had no fucking idea what she just did. Like, could you imagine that? Like, she just came out of the fucking hypnotist. She's like, why the fuck is every guy coming up to me? Like, what the? Could you imagine that? Like, being a girl that, like, you know, not like every guy was, like,
pining after.
Drooling over. And then you come out of this hypnosis, and all of a sudden, every guy in the school wants you.
I don't understand that, how you can get hypnotized and
just
not remember.
I was just gonna ask, do you think that's real?
What do you mean, that she got?
Just, like, in general, like, hypnosis.
Yeah, how do you not remember it?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Don't you remember?
I don't know if you don't remember it. I do think it's real.
I guess.
I think it's like...
You think you can get hypnotized?
No, I can't. But like,
we tried to get hypnotized once.
But I think if you let yourself get hypnotized, you totally can. Because I think it's all in like... If you're letting yourself do it, your body will do it. It's like you're almost... You're almost giving into it. You're almost like... You're saying yes to it. Like it's not... Like I don't think hypnosis can work... Like, no one will ever be able to be hypnotized if they don't want to be hypnotized.
Right.
Like, that's how it works. But if you, like, are giving into it and then the guy's like, put your right arm up, and then you, like, start slowly doing his the movements that he's telling you, I think like subconsciously you're going to start doing everything he's saying even without thinking about it, because you're just like letting him like control a part of you. I don't think hypnotism is that, like, hypnosis is that crazy.
Have you tried hypnotizing Jonah?
No, he's not good at following directions.
Does David Blaine hypnotize people?
No.
He doesn't do that.
But yeah, shout out to Annie Rumsis. Congrats on your marriage. He's a lucky man.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You know what's crazy? Everybody thought that my girlfriend was pretty except for David.
Oh my God, I remember this.
And I was always like, how in the fuck does he not think?
Oh
that
yeah,
she's
he
pretty?
Has a very specific type.
No, but like Jay, everybody thought she was pretty.
Sure,
I didn't say she wasn't pretty. I just said she wasn't my type. I was just like,
no,
yeah.
No, you were like pretty clear about how like you just didn't like her. And,
well, because
like,
you like would egg me on, and I'd be like, yeah, she's not my type, and you'd be like, but what do you mean? What do you mean? Like you don't think she's pretty? And I'd be like, I don't know. I'm just like not into her. No, and it's because she was so much taller.
I thought that you were just jealous.
No, not at all.
Like, honestly, I was like, ah, fuck him.
No, I'm just not into, like, tall girls. That's it.
She's not tall. She was 5'8". She was a little shorter than me. What are you
talking about? 5'8"? Dude, at that age, I was like 5'4". that's like a girl walking in here right now being 8 foot tall. That's like, yeah, that's funny. No, I don't know. She, like, there's something about, like, taller girls that make me feel like a little boy. And this just make me feel like I'm hanging out with my mom. And I just can't do it. I don't know what it is. And then,
I mean,
what happened? Why did you break up with her?
I told him to. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's going to work.
Ill, you should stop. It's like, no. Not fair.
No, she broke up with me.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah. She went off to University of Indiana, which is a huge party school. And
also, let me say this. She's gorgeous. She's very pretty, but she's not like my, you know
nice,
what I mean?
Nice right. Try.
No. Like here, I could say this. Who's that woman that everyone thought was beautiful?
Marilyn Monroe.
Not my type, but I know she's very pretty. Natalie. Not my type. No, she's very pretty.
You can't say that to my face. That's so rude.
Well, actually, maybe you would be my type, but I just know you too well. So, you know.
She is your type physically. Brown hair.
She's a little too tall.
How tall are you?
You know what? This is actually funny. David always, like, when he's, I mean, first of all, he names every single characteristic, and it just kind of depends on the week of what he's into, right? But, like, majority of the time, David's like, yeah, I like a brunette, Latina.
I love Latina girls. Latina girls? Latina girls are, like, that's, like, I think that is my type.
You said Israeli.
Yes, I love Israeli girls. You said
women in general.
You said
are
white
beautiful.
Blondes. Yes, well, okay, yeah, you know what? Yes, I like...
Spanish is mine, Israeli is yours. Can we fucking separate them, please?
Well, I think they're both beautiful.
Israeli? Since when have you ever been into an Israeli
Bro, Israeli person? Girls are fucking gorgeous!
No, I understand. That's a whole stigma. It's like a thing that it's just widely known that Israeli women are beautiful.
Okay, so why are you even arguing with me
because
on this?
Because I just, like, I've never... That's one ethnicity that I've never even heard you talk about before in your life, other than, like...
Oh, he's got a lot of bags of tricks in there.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Who's the Israeli that you ran into last week that now you just love Israeli women?
Gal Gadot.
Okay.
I watched the Wonder Woman trailer again.
Oh.
No, I think, I guess what I like is just short girls. That's kind of my, that's like what I'm into.
I don't
No. Hey, man, there's a fucking pandemic going on, and you just fucking, I don't know, half cough, half blew some shit at me. What are you doing?
It was a spider, I'm sorry.
Bro, and first of all, great set of lungs on you. I'm sitting 6 feet away from you, and I just felt this gush of wind. Oh, you blew a spider at me.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Great, now me and the spider have corona. Damn, bro.
That was a good sound, too. It was like, whoosh. Okay, let's talk about this. I've never seen anybody brag more about how good they are at sex than Ilya.
Oh, what about Jonah?
First thought, okay.
No, but Ilya, I believe more.
I don't. I don't brag to anybody but you. Like,
right. But I'm just, there have been times where you've talked about how you have sex where I'm just like, I want this guy to fuck me. because I mean, I want to see if he can back up all this talk.
I can't. I mean, I wish I could show you.
I mean, but the way he talks about it, he's like, dude, I'm so good at sex. I'm so good at sex. And I was like, Ilya, you realize it's not just about like how fast you are. Because I imagine Ilya's really fast because he's athletic. But I'm like, there's more to it than just how fast you are.
Fast, like pumping?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh. And he's like, no. He's like, no, trust me. I know all about it. Like, I know, like, yeah.
Consistency, like rhythm.
And apparently you're good at all of it.
Yeah.
And then he'll talk about his penis.
Yeah,
and he brought this up the other day. He's like, David, do you ever turn out of a porn because the guy's dick isn't beautiful?
No, I said, do you ever turn off a porn video if the guy's cock isn't good looking? Do you ever do that? Kind of what I just said. That, Jay? Like, if a guy's cock is like, it's not a good looking dick, and you're like,
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I do. If I'm being honest, yeah. Like, if I see some like janky porn where the guy's penis is like really small.
Right, then small, like, dick.
Yeah,
or sure. No, not only small, but just like weird looking.
Yeah, weird looking.
Like, bends to the right. I'm like, I'm out.
You know, yeah, like, bends down. Or uncircumcised. I wouldn't watch that.
Bends down?
Bends down's pretty weird.
Which way does your penis bend, Jay?
It doesn't bend. It
doesn't go anywhere right now, David, these days.
Yeah, I'd love to watch you have sex, though.
All right, well, I'll let you
guys
know.
Should do it. Why don't you together. Do it?
I can't fuck Ilya.
No, watch him have sex and then judge it.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a girl that you're like currently talking to that you would that would allow this to happen?
I mean, me being like, come over, my friend wants to watch me have sex with you.
You don't.
Not that type of girl, no.
You don't have anybody in LA that you've been like talking to that like would be down to do that?
I mean, no.
Okay, first of all, would you personally be down to have sex and I watch?
I'd have to like really zone you out. It'd be really difficult.
Well, no, I would.
Plus, on top of that, I'd be like, "Fuck, he's watching me. I really need to perform."
You would not be able to zone me out. I'd be talking during the whole thing.
I don't know if I'd be able to get.
And Ilya's going inside.
Why don't you just record it?
No, I want to be there.
I could record it. Yeah.
No, come on, let me be there.
Why? Why is
that's
the difference?
Fucking weird. I could just record it.
I'd rather watch a play than watch a movie.
Do you have a lot of stamina?
What?
Yeah. Last for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, I've ran to that fucking mountain.
Yeah, well, those are two different things.
No, Jay, he fucked the mountain afterwards. He got there. He put his dick in the dirt. Well,
that's why the volcano's been erupting.
I'm excited. All right, guys. Well, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks, Nat and Ilya, for joining us. Thank you, Jason, for being one of the best co-hosts I could possibly
ask
for.
Thank you, David. You're the best.
Or just get, because it's pretty tough.
What?
To find new
guests. Sorry, I thought it started as a compliment, and then it just deviated into an insult.
Well, what are you going to do? All right, we'll see you guys later. This has been a Views podcast. We'll see you guys later. My name's Jeff.
Landed it.